Center and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Just hours left till tomorrow's Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. CBS's Matt Piper talking to voters who back former President Trump.
Have you made up your minds?
Oh, yeah. We're Trump people.
I just hope he wins. I don't think it'd be a landslide, but I think it'd be a good race, and I think he's going to have it.
Nikki Haley's still in the race. Ron DeSantis is out. A juror's illness has delayed the New York defamation trial that was due to hear testimony today from Trump.
The judge has decided to put a pause on everything, so there will be no testimony today. They've now also set up a phone number for other jurors who feel as if they may have symptoms.
CBS's Errol Barnett. In the Gaza war, correspondent Natalie Brand tells us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu adamantly rebuffed terms from Hamas that involve releasing hostages in exchange for Israel's complete withdrawal from Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin today to talk about reproductive rights. Dale Gardner is a doula. She says the Dobbs decision had a chilling effect on people needing reproductive care.
They were so afraid of the consequences of trying to access out of state, and then also not knowing if who they're calling they can trust.
Meanwhile, there's a hearing today on a bill to shorten Wisconsin's abortion ban from after the first 20 weeks of pregnancy to 14. The vice president's visit to Big Bend is the first of a week's worth of events marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Voters around the country have pushed back since Roe was overturned in 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department has announced the statistics on one of its Narcan and fentanyl test strip vending machines. According to the health department, the vending machine in the Eau Claire jail lobby has distributed 503 boxes of Narcan and 250 fentanyl test strips in its first 6 months of operation. Anybody is welcome to use the vending machine in the jail lobby from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on weekdays. The vending machine was installed in the lobby in June of 2023. The Chippewa Falls Police Department has announced their decision on who will be the next police chief. According to a press release from current chief Matthew Kelm, Lieutenant of Field Operations Ryan Douglas has been offered the position of police chief for the Chippewa Falls Police Department. The Chippewa Falls City Council will hear Douglas's decision on the position at the next city council meeting on February 6th. Current police chief Matthew Kelm will be stepping down from the position in February. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at the Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be, and then you know how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds out of the south now, it'll surge our high temperatures to the low 30s today. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies this week, a chance of light snow pushes in tomorrow morning and a wintry mix by Wednesday, with rain likely to follow. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Welcome in. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Great to be back with you live here in the studio high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, Wisconsin. And many thanks to our friend, our colleague, the Lukester, Luke Mathers, our executive producer for Civic Media, for holding down the fort and being in the guest host chair on Friday along with Mr. Zommers. Great job, you guys.
Yeah, it was fun. We carried on some of the conversation you had started on Wednesday briefly at the end of the show about Americans' true perception of the economy and how, you know what, maybe things aren't terrible, right, but that doesn't mean that we just sit back on our laurels and be like, all right, things are great.
Right. No, yeah, great job. I did not get to listen to the whole thing. I was flying at the time that you guys were on the air, but going to go back and listen too. So thank you very much to you. Thank you very much to Luke Mathers for being here on Friday and filling in. I was out in beautiful Colorado, took a day on Friday, and went out there and saw my good friends, Joe Berkland and his lovely wife, Rachel, and they've been out there for a while. They are doctors, both of them, doctors of physical therapy. So I got to hang with a couple of doctors for the weekend. But it was great. Got to decompress a little bit, got some good walks in, and I hesitate to tell you specifically where I'm at or where I was at for one reason. I don't want too many people to move there and spoil it.
Good point.
I was at Fort Collins. They live in Fort, it's about an hour north of Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado. I'd never been there before. And I was super impressed with all the cool independent shops, the artwork, the little microbreweries, the distilleries, the chocolate shops, the little restaurants. We saw Book of Mormon, the national tour was there at the Lincoln Center in Fort Collins, a great performance. And just probably maybe my favorite part of the whole weekend was just sitting, making homemade pizza and having, you know, a nice bottle of wine and talking.
Oh, yeah. I know when I visited Colorado, I've been there once because one of my roommate from college, Ethan, lives there. That's where he's from.
Oh, nice.
And so I got to go and visit his house and hang out with him and his family. And from their back porch, you just go out on, they have a little deck and you can see the mountains from there. Yeah. And just sitting out there and hanging out was so much fun. And then also, of course, if you like hiking, Colorado's the place to be.
We did some hiking. It was beautiful. Actually, warmer out in Colorado than it is here. And they have a couple of beautiful labradoodles, so we hung out with them as well. They were the great guys. So it was fantastic. So many thanks to them. And I want to do a show from Colorado at some point.
That'd be fun.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. The flight home was fine, technically, but got home a little late. And so I'm running on about 3.5 hours of sleep. So if I sound a little punchier than usual, everyone, that's the point here. A lot of big news, though, to get back into it today. And by the way, I'm going to be... I know I'm here, then I'm gone. I'm going to be out tomorrow. Nothing wrong. Just I'm going to be out doing a little family business tomorrow. So our friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project, who is here every Wednesday, is here in Madison this week, and he is going to be here in this studio with Mr. Zomerz guest hosting. He has a couple of big guests. Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens are lined up tomorrow. Your calls as well. So Trygve Olsen will be in the guest host chair tomorrow. And then we will join you on Wednesday from Wausau in Bull Falls Radio Land. And then back here on Thursday and Friday. So an active week indeed. An active day today. You may have heard on Matt Nair on the air right before our show. Stuart J. Waddles joined Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Stuart is standing by live in West Bend, pardon me, Big Bend, Wisconsin, at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 7 in Big Bend in Waukesha County, as Vice President Kamala Harris is in town, and she is marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe decision as she kicks off her Fight for Reproductive Freedom tour. So we're going to be joining that speech. We have it up on the screen here. We're going to be taking the audio for you when she, I guess, according to Stuart, somewhere around 12:30-ish. But when that happens, we will take that live, and then Stuart is going to join us live on the scene and kind of tell us what's happening there, give us the flavor, the feel of the room. It's a big deal for a couple of reasons. Politically, it's big because, of course, Wisconsin is going to be one of maybe five states that decides the presidential electoral college election this fall. And so you're going to see a lot of politicians in the state between now and November. And number two, it's obviously a huge issue, perhaps one of, if not the issue, for most women who are going to the polls. And that was the Dobbs decision last year overturning Roe v. Wade. I think it will continue to drive elections, the general election, certainly this fall. So good that we pause, reflect, and remember that as well. So we're going to take the vice president when she comes to the dais in Big Bend in Waukesha County a little bit later in this show, and join Stuart J. Waddles will join us as well live on the scene there. Other big news over the weekend, we're going to get to this maybe later this hour or certainly next hour. While I was gone over the weekend, I tried to unplug a little bit. But, you know, it's hard just to completely unplug because you want to stay abreast of the news. So when I get back here, I know what's going on. Good old Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, used the guise of a big Packers game. People were focused on the Packers over the weekend. And, of course, sadly, the Packers lost by a touch or a field goal to the 40. But, you know, no one expected him to go that far. Great potential for the future. But I think it just hurts knowing that I didn't watch the game. We were actually at Book of Mormon while the game was going on. But my friend Joe dialed up the highlights on the streaming services. So we watched all the scoring drives and everything and also the fumbles. And I think what was frustrating is that the Packers could have and probably should have won that game.
Oh, yeah. It was a good game. And yeah. It was so close.
By the way, if you can kick field goals, give Brian Gutekunst a call because he's looking for a kicker. So let us. But anyway, Jay Rothman knew that this was, and obviously this part is a little tongue in cheek here, but he knew there was a Packer game, I think, and he knew people's minds be focused on that cold weather. People weren't really paying attention. So over the weekend, making news in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and other places. But in my opinion, not covered as much as it should be.
Absolutely not.
Headline, UW Green Bay Marinette ending in-person classes after spring semester. So this time, Jay Rothman, he's had enough, you understand. He's already closed three campuses in Wisconsin. He got in trouble with the governor of the Board of Regents over DEI. And then he had a chancellor of the cross making porn, and he had to fire him. So Jay Rothman has not had a good year, you understand. And he said, look, I'm going to put somebody else out there to walk the plank. And he chose the chancellor at Green Bay, Mike Alexander, who's out there peddling this stuff, saying it's not the end. Quote, we are not leaving. We'll get more into that a little bit later in the show. But yes, a fourth University of Wisconsin system campus is now being shuttered.
And that is absolutely infuriating.
It's terrible.
It might not sound like it from my voice, but right. I am
Well, because we're getting into the surreal, right? We're getting into the surreal now. And again, a year ago, a year and a half ago, when they closed Richland, we were there on the ground with a live 3-hour show talking to people on the ground. And I said at the time, this is the canary in the coal mine. This is coming. And almost everybody scoffed. And here we are a year and a half later. And I'm sad to say I was right.
Yeah. And I remember you rattling off a bunch of the smaller campus names. And so far, one by one, they're getting ticked off.
Yeah.
In
And I think take no joy in this of being right, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not saying I'm smarter than other people. It's just that I had a unique experience and unique insight into this. So I kind of could see what was coming. But we'll get more into that in hour two. Other big news, of course, over the weekend with the New Hampshire primary coming up tomorrow, the race is down essentially to two people. Nikki Haley, former United Nations ambassador and governor of North Carolina, and also, or pardon me, South Carolina, and also the former president, Donald Trump, as Ron DeSantis pulled out. He also ended his presidential campaign. But anyway, Ron DeSantis said he is suspending his presidential campaign, not going to move forward, can't see a pendant. How pathetic is this? You can't even wait 24 hours for, I mean, I guess he didn't want to be humiliated in New Hampshire.
He's been humiliated enough. Like, honestly, I think it would be hard for him to disgrace himself more.
Right? But here's the thing he wanted to do. He wanted to make sure that he got in an endorsement for the Trumpster before the election. Do we have time for the Kiss the Ring segment? Here is good old Ron DeSantis. How long ago was this, Mr. Sommers?
So let's see. This was January 14th. He said this. So seven, eight days ago.
This is what Ron DeSantis had to say.
He cares about. You can be the most worthless Republican in America, but if you kiss the ring, he'll say you're wonderful. You can be the strongest, most dynamic, successful Republican and conservative in America, but if you don't kiss that ring, then he'll try to trash you. You know what? You deserve a nominee that's going to put you first, not himself first.
And less than 2 weeks later, what did Ron DeSantis do? He kissed the ring. He bowed down. He genuflected. And he kissed. He not only suspended his campaign, but he immediately endorsed Donald Trump for president of the United States. It's appalling. And it shows, quite frankly, and we're going to go through some of this. We have more cuts for you. Of other Republicans, because remember what people were saying a year ago or 6 months ago? What we need, said the experts, what we need is for Republicans to coalesce around one alternative candidate, because too many candidates are going to spread this out, and Trump, and we can stop Trump if Republicans only coalesce around one candidate. That will end it. Republicans are not crazy. That's what the experts told us. You heard it here on this program from Trigvi Olson and others that said Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. And now we're down to only one candidate, Nikki Haley. And what are Republicans, mainstream Republicans, doing? They are coalescing around one candidate. It's Donald J. Trump. The Republican Party is MAGA. Make no mistake about that. We'll come back, have cuts for you. Your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789. Wiskel Paul joins us on the other side, and your calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show. We're back live on a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOWRADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Mr. Zomber's on the board taking your phone calls. We are standing by. We are going to take at least the first parts of the comments by Vice President Kamala Harris live. She is at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, District Council 7. In Big Bend, Wisconsin, in Waukesha County in southeast Wisconsin. We have our newsman, Stuart J. Waddles, standing by live. We're going to take the comments of the vice president, at least part of them, and then we'll go to Stuart and kind of help set the scene, the flavor of the room. So when that happens, Mr. Zomers is diligently monitoring that, and we will go to that live. Right now, talking about the news over the weekend, Ron DeSantis suspending his campaign. It's essentially down to Trump versus Haley for the Republican nomination. Polls showing that Haley is down well over double digits. And meanwhile, after Republicans telling us 6 months, a year ago, all it's going to take is for Republicans to coalesce around one alternative candidate and we'll stop Trump because we're not the party of Trump. We want to look forward, they said. We don't want to rehash 2020, they said. We're the party of the future, they said. And now over the weekend, Ron DeSantis and others, which we will tell you about, genuflecting to the altar of Donald Trump and endorsing him. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for standing by. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Todd. Right off the top, I didn't think anybody could run a worse campaign than Scott Walker. But
right? Are you there, Wisco? Hello, Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul.
Must have lost connection.
Yep. Wisco, if you could hear us, stand by. Give us a call back, Wisco, if you could hear us. Always happy to hear from Wisco Paul. Probably just going through a bad cell phone area. So give us a call back, Wisco, and finish your thought. But he's absolutely right. You know, Scott Walker ran a pretty terrible campaign for president. But you look at the money that Ron DeSantis spent. And quite frankly, someone said this on socials over the weekend. I can't remember who it was, or I give him credit. But they said, you know, it's easy to make fun of a campaign like Ron DeSantis, and then you think of all the harm and hurt that he did to people, from the book bannings, to attacking Disney, to attacking LGBTQ people, to, hoodwinking migrants and immigrants into buses and planes and dropping them off in the dead of cold. All of this for cheap political gain. All right. And then it becomes not so funny. But Wisco's absolutely right. If you didn't think there could be a worse presidential campaign than Scott Walker, take a look at Ron DeSantis. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wisco, must have been some bugs in the system there, but glad you called back. But you're right. If you didn't think you have a worse campaign than Scott Walker, look at Ron DeSantis. What else you got for us?
Yeah, the only other thing, and I'm on a cell phone, so sometimes you lose contact. But
no worries.
If somebody Trump trashed Ted Cruz, even trashed his wife, and he's made up all his nicknames for people, but, I mean, it's like trashing you. I mean, he's right, calling you names and mocking you. Are you going to support somebody like that? I mean, that's just... As you said before, are you going to kiss his ring? I mean, I'm certainly not. If I'm Ted Cruz and somebody says I think it was his father helped assassinate Kennedy, and
yeah,
your wife is ugly or whatever else he said, I'm not going to support this guy. And I, you know, it's a sad day that the Republican Party is going the Trump way. I mean, I have no control over it, but it's a sad day because we need two viable political parties. Well, anyway, thanks for putting up with my cell phone, Todd, and have a great day.
Hey, you as well, Wisco. Thanks for calling. No, absolutely. We always appreciate the call. Not a problem at all. Totally understand. In Wisconsin, of course, we don't always have, consistent cell phone coverage, but we appreciate folks calling when they can. Wisco brings up this point, and he's 100% right on this, is that Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, who Wisco's right, called Ted Cruz's wife ugly and a bad person, said that that Cruz's father was in on the Kennedy assassination, claimed that Cruz wasn't eligible to be president because he was born in Canada. Same thing as he's going after Nikki Haley, birther stuff. And yet Ted Cruz bows down and again endorses Trump in 2024. Marco Rubio.
Little Marco. To go with the point about the nicknames.
Right. Made fun of his small hands, a short guy. Little Marco, Trump called him. Demoralizing. Made fun of him.
And now Rob DeSanctimonious.
Ron DeSanctimonious. That's what, you know, Trump ridiculed him. So Cruz, Rubio, DeSantis, all bowing down to kiss the ring. Lindsey Graham, who said that Trump was a threat to democracy in 2016. Once again in 2024, like he did in 2020, kissing the ring. We're going to have time for a couple more of these cuts and by the way, we're standing by, going to be taking Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris. She is in Wisconsin in Big Bend and is going to be addressing folks on the 51st anniversary of the Roe decision, women's reproductive rights. We're going to go to that as soon as she gets to the dais here. But let's hear from another former opponent in this primary, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, one of the few black Republicans in Congress, who said some pretty stark things about Trump on the campaign trail. But here's what he had to say about Trump this weekend.
President, we need a president who will unite our country. We need Donald Trump. We need a president who will protect your Social Security and my mama's Social Security. We need Donald Trump. We need a president today who will stop the crime and recklessness in the streets. We need a president who will restore law and order. We need Donald Trump.
All right, that's the line I wanted to get to. We need a president who will restore law and order. Quote, we need Donald Trump, unquote, Tim Scott. This is a guy, Trump, 91 criminal indictments. 91 criminal indictments. Has been found liable for sexual assault. And you're going to say that's the guy to restore law and order.
The guy who also explicitly is trying to get law and order for the president removed.
Right. Who thinks that presidents should have complete immunity. And if you think this is just other places and not Wisconsin, Derek Van Orten, the Republican congressman from Western Wisconsin's 3rd District, was down in Iowa endorsing him, campaigning him, and has been active on the socials. This guy is on the Trump train. Crazy knows no bounds. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mino. Join us Tuesday for Mino and the Mayor. Sandra Rank from Sandra Rank Realty joins us to talk about the real estate market at 7:30. Mino and the Mayor, 6 to 8 on WGBW and WISS.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics.
Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Politics and infrastructure, not just here in the United States, but around the globe, can make a difference in the prices you see for fertilizer. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Corey Rosenbusch joins us. He's the president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. He says geopolitical issues are still making an impact.
I think a few things that we've been watching is just what's going on with potash. Where are those tons going to go and where they're coming from? As you know, 40% of the potash comes from Belarus and Russia. And so Russia had a record export year of fertilizer last year. They exported more fertilizer than they ever did because the trade flows shifted. So they were headed to India, Brazil, countries that weren't sanctioning a lot of those Russian oligarchs that own those fertilizer businesses. And so that will continue to kind of find its way into the marketplace.
Corey Rosenbusch with the Fertilizer Institute does say that good news for farmers in the new year is that fertilizer won't make as much of a dent in your wallet as it did the past few years. You can listen to the full conversation with Corey at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity prices. Up next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to the dairy farmers of Wisconsin, promoting Wisconsin's world-class dairy products since 1983. Look for their Proudly Wisconsin badge on dairy products. And to Cleary Building Corp. They protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
Monday from Chicago, cash corn is trading down a quarter of a cent. December new crop corn is down a half a penny at 4.75 and a half. Cash beans are trading up a nickel and three quarters at 12.19 a bushel. November new crop beans are up 3 cents at 11.94 and a quarter. And July new crop wheat is trading up 3 1/4 cents at 6.13 a bushel. Taking a look at the Class 3 milk contracts, the February contract is up 11 cents at 15.90 a hundredweight. March milk is trading up 7 cents at 16.16 a hundredweight. And if we look ahead to the April contract, that's trading down 4 cents at 16.76. Follow along with markets and farm news around the clock by downloading our smartphone app. You can find that for free at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds out of the south now, it'll surge our high temperatures to the low 30s today. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies this week, a chance of light snow pushes in tomorrow morning and a wintry mix by Wednesday, with rain likely to follow. Right now, it's 30.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 12:34 on a Monday afternoon, January 22nd, 2024. Glad to be back with you along with Mr. Zommers. What did you dial up there, Mr. Zommers?
Got a little Criminal by Fiona Apple. Since we're talking about Donald Trump, I just thought it might be
little apropos.
I don't know. It popped in my head. I can't think of any connection to the topic. But
by the way, we are waiting right now, monitoring what's going on down in West Bend. Pardon me. I keep saying that. I get my Big Bends and my West Bends mixed up. Big Bend, Wisconsin, is where Vice President Kamala Harris is. She is set to speak at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 7 at Big Bend. She is marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe decision and, of course, overturning that decision last year, the Dobbs decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. She is in Wisconsin to kick off her Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour with her speech in Waukesha County today. We will go live to that and take part of that shortly, as soon as she gets to the dais there, and also check in with our newsman, Stuart J. Waddles, who is in the room and on the ground. He will tell us kind of what the flavor is down there and what folks are talking about as the vice president visits Wisconsin today. We'll go to that as soon as it happens. Right now, though, we are continuing to talk about news over the weekend. Ron DeSantis suspending his campaign, the Republican governor of Florida, as we are on the eve of the New Hampshire caucuses. And for all intent and purposes, the race is down to Trump versus Nikki Haley. And this is what Republicans told us, the so-called experts told us a year ago, 6 months ago. They said, well, just wait. You know, Republicans, they need to narrow the field and get it down to one alternative to Trump. And when that happens, they said, you'll see mainstream Republicans coalesce around that alternative candidate and Trump won't make it to the nomination. Instead, what is happening as the field narrows, more and more people are jumping over themselves to endorse Donald Trump. DeSantis, the latest amongst them, this weekend, in the same speech where he suspended his presidential campaign, his own campaign, he endorses Trump. So too did U.S. Senator Tim Scott, also a former opponent, primary opponent of Trump this time around. He follows people like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, and others who are all in on Trump. Here in Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald, Republican congressman from Wisconsin, all in on the Trump train. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jay across the pond over in London. Jay, as always, thanks for listening in. What say you?
Welcome back. The kids, they did behave on Friday, okay?
Well, very good. I'm sure they did fine. And Trigby's in tomorrow, so we're all in good hands. What do you got for us today, Jay?
I'll go tomorrow. You see, what worries me about is the normal ones. They are endorsing Trump. All of them are lining up. And this will give permission to people who are like, okay, you know what? He's not that bad.
Exactly.
Support him.
Exactly.
This is very bad.
No, Jay hits on something here, and I agree with you 100%. She's saying that with all these people lining up and endorsing Trump, it normalizes it. It makes it sound like he's just another normal candidate for president. And it's funny you say this, Jay. Yeah. It's funny you say this because I flew, you may have heard I was in visiting friends out in Colorado this weekend, and I flew out of Milwaukee. By the way, great airport. I stopped by the Dan Schaefer recombobulation area after I got got through TSA. But anyway, I flew out of Milwaukee, and I was, of course, in Milwaukee on Thursday for the state education convention. And there's already promotion right now for the Republican National Convention this summer in Milwaukee. And to your point, Jay, I got thinking about this. And I'm like, we're just going down this road of like everything's normal. Like this is just another normal year. And it's not, right?
Presidential one. Todd, we are horrified here. We are looking at like it's horrific what's going on. The capitals of Berlin, London, everyone is horrified by this. Our top diplomats here, they are sounding the alarm. How is a danger to the alliance? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. I think you heard last week we had my friend Kristen Jensen, who is a former member of parliament in Denmark and the former minister of foreign affairs in Denmark. And he's saying exactly what you're saying, that diplomats across...
Yeah, I listened to this whole.
Yeah.
I listened to you and him talking.
He's a great guy. And again, he's not some left-wing politician. He's a center-right European politician. And he is saying that leaders in the European Union are extraordinarily nervous about democracy and about these elections in the United States.
Did you see what's happening in Germany? The protest that is happening against the fascist movement there?
And where?
People have had enough. Thousands of people. Germany.
Oh, Germany. Yes, right. No, I mean, it's raising its head everywhere, and it's disturbing. Yeah. Jay, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate your calls. Have a great day over there across the pond. A great evening, I should say, as they're about 6-7 hours ahead of us. If you'd like to join the discussion, welcome your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, as we await Vice President Kamala Harris going to the dais at Big Bend in Southeast Wisconsin, Waukesha County. Stuart J. Waddles, our news person there, standing by. We will go to the vice president as soon as she begins to speak. Off the text line, by the way, you could also text us if you don't want to call. Download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. It's easy and quick to do. Won't cost you a dime. The Civic Media app. Off the text line, Andrew from Maine, listening in via WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, where the vice president is at in Waukesha County. Andrew says, do you think we can convince Republicans to support Richard Nixon instead of Trump? He didn't get to finish his second term, and the Constitution makes no mention of the person being alive. Well, I'm sure that's tongue-in-cheek, but here's something more serious that Andrew also added in. He says, do you think DeSantis might be hoping for the vice president bid by kissing up to Trump so he can be president without having to run? Unquote. Sure. I think there's a lot of people that want to be vice president. DeSantis amongst them. Tim Scott, certainly. And in addition to endorsing Trump, Tim Scott announced that he's engaged over the weekend to a woman. And I'll simply say, congratulations. Raise some eyebrows. I'll simply say that. So, God love him, but all these people are doing things in their professional private lives to line up and try to be the bride to a Trump presidency.
And when you played the clip of Tim Scott, you did hear some people chanting in the background, VP, VP.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all about VP. I don't think that either DeSantis or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley, none of them are going to be VP.
No, they've stood against him for too long.
Right. I think it's going to be someone who's been kissing his rear end for the entire time. Somebody like Elise Stefanik in leadership in the House Republican Caucus at one time was considered a reasonable, thoughtful conservative. Remember, Elise Stefanik is who Republicans put in the leadership position in the third position after they kicked Liz Cheney out. And from that moment forward, Elise Stefanik has slowly been changing her act. And now this weekend on the news programs, Elise Stefanik defending Donald Trump in the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit. Here's what she had to say this weekend. Here is Elise Stefanik.
President Trump, how do you think the court is going to decide while a jury is debating how much to award E. Jean Carroll for being sexually abused?
These are which ones against President
Trump, whether it's the
you
don't believe case,
Jean
Carroll. The jury found that Donald Trump said
they are all which ones against President Trump, and the reason why is because he's pulling ahead of Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is the weakest candidate ever. No, I disagree. No, I don't.
So there was, let's jump out of it. That's my bad. I found that clip, but I didn't know there was so much noise, crowd noise behind it. In case you couldn't hear, and that's my bad, the reporter was asking Elise Stefanik, what do you think about this lawsuit right now happening or this trial right now with E. Jean Carroll, the woman who accused Donald Trump of sexual assault. And he was, in fact, because time has passed, it couldn't be a criminal case. In the civil case, to find out whether he was liable, a jury has already convicted and said yes, that you can't technically use the term guilty because it's not a criminal case, is my understanding from Matt Flynn and others who are attorneys. So the verbiage is he was found liable.
But it's the equivalent.
But it's the equivalent of being found guilty in a criminal trial. So he's been found liable already. And the reporter said, what do you think? And Elise Stefanik just simply calls it, quote, a witch hunt.
Oh, it's the media. The media are doing this.
Right. And the reporter says, reminds Elise Stefanik that, in fact, he has already been found liable. And she wouldn't relent. And she says it's a witch hunt. And it's only because Trump is doing better in the polls against Biden.
Right. They specified this is not the media. It was a jury of her peers and his peers right. who found this. And then she just didn't respond to that and just kept talking about the media.
So at least Stefanik is all on board the Trump train as well. So I think it will be, I think the vice president, if I had to lay odds today, I'm not going to say one person, but I think it's going to be an Elise Stefanik, Kristi Noem, the governor from, is it South Dakota, North Dakota, I think. Or also, I know people are poo-pooing this. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene still has a shot because Trump loves crazy and he loves being, you know, worshipped.
She has never stepped out of line. And she, I think another thing, maybe Donald Trump has a foot fetish because she puts her foot in her mouth about as much as he puts his foot in his mouth.
Of all his fetishes, I never thought of that one. But you might have a good point there, Mr. Somers. Very, very well done. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, as we await the words or the remarks by Vice President Kamala Harris. She is in Big Bend, Wisconsin, at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 7, marking the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. She is kicking off her Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour here in Wisconsin, and as politicians do, I think, running a little bit late. So as soon as we get her, we will go live there. Also, Stuart J. Waddell standing by as well, live on the scene from Civic Media News. We will go to him as well. Do we have time for the let's give one of these clips. Do we have time for the January 6th clip against Haley there? Blame me. So this is I want to give you a little taste of what all these Republicans are endorsing. Just remind us all what this guy is actually saying. Here's what he had to say about January 6th and who is in charge of security on January 6th at the Capitol. Here's the Trumpster.
Never reports the crowds, you know. By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley, you know, did you know they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything? Deleted and destroyed all of it, because of lots of things. Like Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people.
So there's Trump making the charge that Nikki Haley, what he meant to say is Nancy Pelosi. And there's a whole thing going on social, a big discussion about Trump's own mental health and memory, thinking that Nikki Haley was in charge of security. What he meant to say was Nancy Pelosi. Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman, former active duty military, a veteran Republican congressman who was there on January 6th, who lost a primary because he had the audacity to vote in favor of the second Trump impeachment. Here, Adam Kinzinger heard that and he tweeted out, guess who's in charge of the Washington, D.C. National Guard? Wait for it. Donald J. Trump was in charge because the president, not the mayor, not, you know, the national governor of the District of Columbia, the president's in charge of them, of the National Guard. It's just a big lie. More on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
For providing care.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Elbow Show on Civic Media, 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Want to bring you some breaking news quickly. Dexter Scott King, according to CBS News, the younger son of Martin Luther King Jr., has died of cancer at the age of 62. Again, Martin Luther King Jr.'s younger son, Dexter Scott King, dead of cancer at the age of 62. Regret to inform you of that news, but wanted to bring it to you as soon as we got it. Also, speaking of news, we are awaiting here shortly Vice President Kamala Harris. She is at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 7 in Big Bend, Wisconsin. She is here in the state marking the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade and kicking off her fight for a reproductive freedoms tour with her speech in Waukesha County. Right now, as we're looking live at the feed, courtesy of Wisconsin Eye, we believe she is being introduced right now by, it appears to be a physician. She is wearing a UW Health jacket. It looks like she's going to be introducing the Vice President of the United States here in Big Bend, Wisconsin. Again, kicking off her fight for reproductive freedoms tour. We look at the stage there, U.S. flags behind the dais, a Wisconsin flag. There we go.
Here's the
Vice President of the United States.
She's walking up the side of the stage.
And these things are always full of pomp and circumstance. A big crowd, it looks like, a nice crowd there in Big Bend. Vice President coming to the dais now. Here is the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris.
Oh, it's good to be back in Wisconsin. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Can we please give it up for Dr. Domeyer Klansky for just all she has done and her incredible courage. I had the joy of spending some time with her backstage. You really are fantastic. And of course, it is good to be with my dear friend Tammy Baldwin. She was here earlier today, but she had to go back to Washington for some important votes. And on the subject of Tammy Baldwin, I want to just mention Tammy because she had to go back to Washington for some important votes. She was here earlier. But I will say, Wisconsin, that you have in her an extraordinary leader. I had the privilege of spending time with her when I was in the Senate. Tammy is always fighting for the people of Wisconsin. And so can we please applaud her for what she does? Thank you. And moving on, I want to say that, you know, when we look at where we are as a country, we do need those elected leaders among the leaders who are here. For example, Congresswoman Gwen Moore is here, another member of Congress. And all of the state and local leaders who are here, I want to thank you all for the work that you do to uphold one of our nation's highest ideals, the ideal of freedom. Freedom, I believe, is fundamental to the promise of America. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom of assembly, the freedom to vote. In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right. By right. And that includes the freedom to make decisions about one's own body, not the government telling you what to do. 51 years ago today, in the case of Roe v. Wade, the United States Supreme Court recognized the fundamental constitutional right to reproductive freedom. And for nearly half a century, Americans relied on the freedoms protected by Roe. However, 19 months ago, the highest court in our land, the Court of Thurgood and RBG, took a constitutional right from the people of America, from the women of America. And now, on the 51st anniversary of Roe, we speak of it in the past tense. In the last 19 months, in states across our nation, extremists have proposed and passed laws that criminalize doctors and punish women. Laws that threaten doctors and nurses with prison time, even for life, simply for providing health care. Laws that in some states make no exception even for rape and incest. Now, many of you know I started my career as a prosecutor, specializing in crimes against women and children. What you may not know is one of the reasons why. So when I was in high school, I learned that one of my best friends was being molested by her stepfather. And so I said to her, "You gotta come stay with us." I called my mother, and my mother said, "Of course she should," and she did. So the idea that someone who survives a crime that is violence to their body, a violation to their body, and then would not have the authority to decide what happens to their body next, that's immoral. It's immoral. And let us all agree, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
You've been listening to remarks by Vice President Kamala Harris from Big Bend, Wisconsin, marking the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and also kicking off her Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour. We have to break here for the top of the hour news, got a little weather as well. We'll come back on the other side, check in with Stuart J. Waddles, who is live in Big Bend. Talk to him a little bit about the vice president being there. Also talking about UW System closing down UW Green Bay Marinette, and more on Republicans lining up behind Trump. All of that in hour two, plus your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.